Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday Morning Manna, our podcast. So let's pray. Lord, thank you, God, for your graciousness, your goodness, Lord, the way that you work in our lives, Lord. And thank you, God, for your promises that we can put every bit of who we are into your promises, Lord, of what you say you want to accomplish in us and through us. And Lord, we know that if your will be done, you're going to have it be done. And so, Lord, just use us as your people today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, couple of things this morning. For everything there is a season, and this is actually my last podcast for Lighthouse Church. Lord has called my wife and I to move on in our walk, and so this will be my last podcast. It's kind of sad, but exciting all at the same time. So this morning, I know we've been studying through the minor prophets, but I wanted to just leave you with an encouraging message, if I could. So, you know, in our life, we all go through stuff, right? There's all kinds of chaos going around in the world. And sometimes, I mean, it seems almost like the whole weight of the world is on our shoulders. We can't escape it. We can't get away with it. Sometimes it just seems like everything around us is chaos and turbulent tribulation. But then we remember that Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. You go, yeah, you were going to give us an encouraging word, John, but no, seriously, we're going to have tribulation. Jesus said we are, but let me give you some real encouragement in that tribulation. There was another time, and you all know the story, where everything seemed turbulent and chaotic, and it seemed that everything was lost. Jesus had sent the disciples ahead in a boat, and then a raging storm popped up on the sea. The waves were crashing over the boat. It was like a rag doll being tossed just anywhere they wanted to around the sea. There was no control, no direction, nothing. These guys were fishermen. They had spent their lifetime on the water. They knew that you don't come back from a storm like that. All seemed lost. But then all of a sudden, Peter sees a ghost, a figure, walking towards them on the water. And he says, wait, it's Jesus. And I don't know what Peter's inspiration was. I have a pretty good idea. But he cried out and said, Lord, if that's you, just tell me and I'll get out of the boat. And Jesus said, come. And he did. He stepped out of the boat and he walked on water. But then he eventually sank. That's what he's remembered for, right? For centuries, so many sermons have been preached, and always the ultimate conclusion is Peter. He took his eyes off the Lord, so therefore he sank. Well, think with me for a minute. He is still to this day the only human being that has ever walked on water. That's an accomplishment, but there are more water walkers, if you will, in the Bible. Revelation 15, verse 2, and I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. It says, and I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. Now, these people in the throne room of heaven, that's where they are. What does it tell us? It tells us that they are saints. They died, but their victory came through their physical death. It means that they conquered, they overcame. What did they overcome? The beast, the Antichrist. How did they do that? Chapters earlier, it says, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and not loving their lives even unto death. The blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and not loving your life. They were sold out for Jesus. They aren't missing their earthly life. No, they're worshiping and celebrating in the presence of the Lord. There is not one person who's going to get to heaven and say, oh man, I just would have had, but just one more day on the earth would have been so good. That's not going to happen. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:54, he says, so when this corruptible has put on incorruption and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? That word swallowed up is the same word that's used in the Septuagint to describe Jonah being swallowed up by the great fish. It's one big gulp. And with that one big gulp, death is defeated. We shouldn't fear death. The fear of death puts us in bondage. Jesus tells us in Revelation 2:10, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. But because the tabernacle that was on earth, remember, in the wilderness, was a shadow of the reality of heaven, according to Hebrews 8:9, I believe that that sea of glass is actually a glassy sea of literal water. That was the laver that was in the tabernacle, in the temple. And it's interesting to me that those who lose their lives in the tribulation because they chose to listen to the two witnesses that came and believe what they told them. They chose to listen to the 144,000 Jews that were preaching the gospel, and they believed God rather than the world system. Now they're not standing around, but standing on the sea of glass. These saints, too, in our text, these guys are water walkers. They're walking on water. On earth, they didn't do that. They've been persecuted unbelievably. They've been destroyed by Antichrist. On earth, they would have been seen as losers. But not so in heaven. In heaven, they're water walkers. And that's so important, because if you don't put heaven into every equation, without heaven, biblical Christianity just doesn't work. Without heaven, we're going to go down the wrong path in our spiritual life. You've got to factor in heaven into every equation. And one more thing, though, we are still on this earth, right? Ephesians 1:13, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. As believers, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. We are sealed for heaven. We're going to heaven. We have the Spirit of God living in us. Do we remember what we have, or do we get swallowed and gulped up in our circumstances? Romans 8:11, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. You have the very same power that rose Jesus from the dead living inside of you. You too are a water walker if you choose to take that power. Trials, tribulations, all those things are part of our life. But if we take full possession of the promise and power of the Holy Spirit and we live as the overcomers that we are, life is incredible. May that overflow from you to your friends and family today. It's been a pleasure being with you. Let's pray. Lord, thank you, God, for your promises. May we fully embrace, Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, Lord, as we do kingdom work until you come to take us home. In Jesus' name, amen.